One of the things a Christian may experience from time to time in their life is the process of pruning. We don't like that too much because pruning can be painful. It can be uncomfortable. It can be agonizing. Yet it's part of the process of growth and maturity. My friend, God loves you too much to leave you where you are. He wants you to bear fruit, more fruit, and much fruit.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth in Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
It is so good to have you today on Truth and Fact. We are in the Gospel according to John, chapter 15, and I want to talk about growing pains. You see, this is a great passage in the Scriptures in dealing with Christian purpose and growth. Yes, God has purpose for you, and that purpose is that you bear fruit. Not only does God desire that the Christian bear fruit, but He desires that we bear fruit, more fruit, and much fruit. In fact, in John 5 and 2, "And every branch that bears fruit, He prunes, that it may bear more fruit." And then verse 5 says, "He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit." So the purpose of God in our Christian lives is that we bear much fruit. But there's something that we need to understand about the fruit bearing, and that is this, that there is a process. The process is not easy to go through, but it's necessary for the child of God. One of the things the Christian will experience from time to time in this process is a season of pruning. That's right, pruning. We don't like that too much because pruning can be painful. It can be uncomfortable and at times agonizing. Yet it is part of the process of growth and maturity. I remember growing up at times and I would experience growing pains. Did you ever have those? Oh my goodness, how can I forget? Sometimes the pain would be so bad that it would keep me up at night and even bring me to tears. The pain would be so severe that my legs would throb. I even have some stretch marks on my knees today to prove it. There may be times in your journey of faith as a Christian that you experience growing pains. It may hurt, it might feel uncomfortable, and it may even bring you to tears from time to time. But just remember this, that these times are necessary for Christian growth and maturity. God is concerned about you and your faith. He's concerned about your growth and maturity as a child of God. And for growth to take place in your life, then pruning is inevitable. Listen, if you're going to be anything for God, then the Christian must be pruned. In fact, you can count on it. You know, we have a Rose of Sharon tree in our yard, and it's really a small tree. But there are times when it has to be pruned, and I have to take the shears and cut away some of the branches. Some of the branches are dead, some are still living. And if that tree could talk, it might say something like this, "Hey, man, that's painful, or that hurts, and that's uncomfortable." It might even think that I don't like it, or that I'm mad at it, or that I'm trying to destroy it. In fact, when I'm finished cutting back the branches, it doesn't look too good. But listen to this. For the benefit and health and growth of the tree, it must be cut back. It must be pruned. And for the health and benefit and growth of the Christian, we too must be pruned from time to time. We might not like it. It's uncomfortable. It hurts. Not only the dead branches, but also some of the living branches. Those branches or those things we think we have to live are actually hindering our growth and health. There's a life lesson here, and that is this. Pruning is necessary for the health of the tree. So being pruned by the vine dresser or God the Father doesn't mean that you've done something wrong. It doesn't mean that God is angry with you. It doesn't mean judgment. My friend, it just means that God's purging you so that much fruit might be manifested in your life. My friend, trust the Lord. Don't run from it, but believe God and surrender, and God will do mighty things in your life.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.